In the future, we won't constantly be able to be on site. We will need to find new ways to leverage these kind of advanced solutions to maximize resources, to improve accuracy, efficiency. For us, we do really see this as a future of the profession, but at the same time, there is a human element to it.
Hey friends, welcome back to Future Proofed. This is episode number 155. I am your host, Phil Sheridan. What's going on? Everybody doing okay? If I sound weird, I'm on the road again. I'm traveling again. COVID be damned, right? I'm back in Baltimore at the mothership, the Maryland Association of CPAs, just north of Baltimore. Good to be back on the road again and seeing some old friends and doing some of the stuff that used to feel normal before we all had to quarantine, right? But anyway, I hope you're doing good. I'm doing great, and I'll tell you why. It's fall, okay? Fall is here. This is my season. All the better because it comes right after summer, which is definitely not my season. I hate summers, folks. Sorry, I said it. I hate the heat. Nature just tries to take over everything during the summer. That's a problem with summer, right? Especially, you know, for somebody with my allergies, just too much nature. I feel like I spend all my time during the summer just trying to beat the yard back, right? Keeping it at bay. July and August, man, they're long months to begin with, but they just seem to last forever to me. So I am infinitely happy that fall is here. I just love the idea of cooler weather coming in. I love pulling out the sweaters and sweatshirts. I love looking forward to the holidays. I mean, yeah, you know, I like the holidays too, but I think I like looking forward to them even more. So I don't know. This is just my time of year and I'm going to enjoy it, damn it. All right. Every last minute. Let's start things off this week with this. This week's show is sponsored by the Business Learning Institute, which delivers competency-based curriculum, courses, content, and community to maximize career trajectories and grow intellectual capital for organizational and executive leadership. Hundreds of courses by dozens of instructors and unlimited customization. Find out how the Business Learning Institute can help you by visiting BLIonline.org. All right. So on to this week's show. Some interesting stuff this week. We're going to take a closer look at augmented reality. Some might call it mixed reality. There's been a lot of buzz over the years about virtual reality, right? This is where we put on these big honking headsets and enter a different kind of virtual world. Our movements correspond with what our avatars are doing in that virtual world, but otherwise it ain't the real world, right? It's just this entirely new thing. And now augmented reality comes along. It combines our real world, everything that's going on around us, with virtual information or images or sounds or other media that, and those things kind of augment our experiences in the real world. Now imagine, you know, I don't know, imagine walking down the street and looking at your favorite neighborhood grocery store and seeing a list of what's on sale there this week, right? That list actually pops up in your line of sight as you're looking at the store. That's augmented reality. Granted, a really simplistic example, right? But that's the kind of thing we're talking about here. And AR, as it's called, is popping up everywhere. There are some really interesting case studies of how AR is being used in really interesting and innovative and productive ways. And they're popping up over and over and over again. Just a few examples. NASA, for instance, has launched an AR project that helps teach astronauts how to make repairs to the International Space Station and to some of their scientific instruments without the help of folks on Earth. This one I think is cool. Scientists are using AR to help folks who suffer from arachnophobia, right? That's the fear of spiders. So this specific type of AR will project incredibly realistic looking spiders into your immediate real world surroundings to kind of help you overcome that fear. Or maybe it'll just make you want to throw your phone or headset through the wall. I'm not sure. Either one. The jury's still out on that one. But and you might have heard of this one, too, kind of making the rounds on YouTube. The Carolina Panthers, the NFL team, is using AR to project a giant, realistic-looking panther onto live video shots of their packed stadium during game day, right? So the panther, you're looking at this video, and this panther kind of jumps over the stands and down onto the field. It rips apart the opposing team's flag. Then it jumps out of the stadium and is gone. The group behind this particular project says, quote, "We can manipulate the environment to the point where you don't know what's real and what's not. Good thing? I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. There's just a lot of really interesting stuff happening with AR lately. And now businesses are getting into the game as well. Microsoft has recently come out with what it calls the HoloLens 2. Now this is a headset. It's not a virtual reality headset. You've seen those, right? With the kind of dark screens. They look like the people wearing them are blind in a way. That's not what this is. The HoloLens 2, it's an AR headset. Augmented reality. So its lens is transparent and it overlays glowing virtual objects that seem to exist in the real world. And we keep talking about what this thing is not as much as what it is, right? This isn't a video game yet. Let's say that yet. It's sold as an enterprise device. And that means it's got a $3,500 price tag, pretty expensive piece of equipment that's meant for people in workplaces that can afford it, right? Not for you and me and the average gamer. Although the folks at Microsoft say they are absolutely working toward a time when this technology will be available and affordable for consumers, because of course they are, right? In the meantime, though, it's an enterprise technology. The folks at Wired Magazine say, quote, "It's for people whose jobs are being digitally transformed, people who work in design or manufacturing, who fix gear shifts and work on oil rigs, military personnel," end quote. And now you can add accounting and finance professionals to that list. RSM started playing around with the original Microsoft HoloLens in 2020 to enhance audit efficiency, and other firms like Eisner Ampner, they've been exploring the technology as well, but perhaps no one in the profession has explored AR as thoroughly as the folks at BDO. They've been exploring the use of the HoloLens 2 for remote inventory, and so this AR technology is paying off in a number of ways, right? It allows users to review spaces, learn processes, solve problems right where they are. It also allows for remote collaboration, which, you know, let's face it, is more important now than ever. It includes photo capture, annotations, and supporting assets. The data is stored in the cloud, so you can access it anywhere. And it's supported by the data security standards and data governance requirements of the clients. And it offers support for the highest security standards available. So this is a case of accounting and finance playing right on the cutting edge of an emerging technology for a change. And I wanted to know more. So I sat down recently to talk with Dina Broido and Rachel Hernandez. Dina is a manager in BDO's Forensics, Investigations, and Litigation Services practice. And Rachel is an experienced senior associate with BDO's Digital Analytics and Automation practice. They filled me in on how BDO is using this technology, how it's worked for them, what they're hearing from team members and clients, and even the role that the pandemic has played in how BDO is rolling out the technology. So really interesting stuff this week, something y'all are going to want to pay close attention to. The use of this technology is only going to become more widespread, and it will undoubtedly have implications for other areas of our profession as well going forward. So here is my conversation with BDO's Dina Broido and Rachel Hernandez. So Dina, Rochelle, thank you so much for joining me today. First question, real briefly, tell me what remote inventory observation is.
So, Bill, as you know, we've kind of been in challenging times recently with the COVID-19 pandemic. And typically when you do an audit, you actually want to go and visit and observe a client and actually do an inventory count. Well, because of COVID-19, a lot of our clients haven't been able to allow us to physically visit their location. And so what remote inventory observation is, it's a method for essentially conducting a virtual audit. Gotcha. So we've been able to still conduct those inventory counts and conduct those visits without actually having to be physically present at the location. And we're able to leverage the actual client's employees in order to do the walkthroughs and the inventories.
Gotcha. So this is just another example of how COVID has kind of accelerated things, right? I mean, taking audit to kind of that next level.
Yes, definitely.
Also, and then getting down to why you guys are here today and this tool that we're talking about, Microsoft's HoloLens, am I pronouncing this right? HoloLens 2. So let's start with that. Tell me a little bit more about the tool itself and how you guys use it.
So the HoloLens 2 is an augmented reality set, and it sits in your head kind of like you'd wear ski goggles. So you've got the lenses that are in front of you, and you log on, and there are several steps you go through, and you basically, you join a Teams meeting, and everybody who you want to see what you're doing is on that meeting. And as soon as you log on, your screen shows up and they can see everything you see. So you're walking around, they're seeing what you're doing, they're seeing, you know, they can ask you questions, you can, you know, walk them through what you need to be doing. There are microphones and speakers on it, so they can hear you, you can hear them. You can take pictures and video recordings with the device. The end users can have you, you know, hold still and take pictures and videos on their end with applications on their computers. So it really allows for a very interactive experience with nobody having to be present, but the person who's, you know, doing the inventory themselves.
A little bit of I'm imagining kind of a GoPro, you know, experience there in terms of people being able to see what you're looking at, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Except, you know, I'd say the communication is better with a GoPro. It's something what you record and you upload for people to watch. And this is much more interactive, but gotcha. Yes, very similar.
So what's the why behind this tool? What are the benefits of you guys using something like this?
Well, kind of like I mentioned at the very beginning, right? With COVID essentially shutting down a large amount of the world and pretty much businesses having to figure out how they actually do business now, it's mm-hmm. kind of resulted in the fact that, well, you still need to do tax services. You still need to complete audits, right? Those essential portions of business still need to continue. And so the why behind the tool is it really allows a company to maintain their current operations, even though maybe there are certain factors like the physical presence of somebody, which you need to kind of get around. So kind of as what I've previously mentioned and what Rochelle has mentioned, it's not only helping make sure that we don't disrupt current operations where you're not bringing in new people, you're consistently having to have your employees walk through with them. What you're doing is essentially using an employee that's already there and having them walk through what their daily tasks are and being able to show an auditor, for example, what those daily tasks are in real time without having to actually disrupt the flow of operations. And so the why of this, outside of looking at it from a cost perspective, it also gives you the ability to kind of enhance the experience of an audit or a potential client engagement. Because even in looking at it from a global perspective, maybe you're not able to travel to a certain country because of restrictions or because of the political situation there. You now have the ability to provide this device to those in-country folks, and you can still do a walkthrough essentially from the comfort of your own home while the actual client's employee is still continuing to do the work that they're doing. And so it's less disruption for the client. It's a potential cost savings for the client as well. And you, as a client-facing individual, are able to essentially do the work that you need to do without having to spend X amount of time traveling there, without having to spend X amount of time going around all these restrictions.
So I'm kind of curious. I mean, was this something that was in the works at BDO before COVID hit, or did the pandemic kind of accelerate the need for it, or a bit of both? I mean, how did that work?
So the team that I'm on had already been looking into using the HoloLens devices for something like this. COVID, I think, just gave us the opportunities to really put them in practice. You know, when your options are limited or you don't have any options to do things the way you've been doing, you have to find a workaround. And I think the HoloLens has proven to be a great option for that.
That's awesome. So, I mean, let's talk a little bit about how you're using it. It looks like there's a lot of mixed realities, mixed technologies involved with the solution. Let's talk about each of them real quickly here. So first of all, augmented reality. What's involved here with AR?
So the augmented reality is, it generates digital 2D and 3D images that you can see over what you're doing. So once you're sharing your environment to the people who are on the team with you, you collapse the screen. They see everything you're seeing. If like your hands like go in front of the visor, they become like three-dimensional and pixelated. Wow. It's really, really cool to see. But just different things that you do, interactions you have with the tool have different effects for the end users. But for the most part, it is, you know, them watching what you do. And, you know, there are different, you know, if you wanted to, not that you would, but you could go and, you know, you could play a game on it and you could have the end users watch you play a game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just endless possibilities.
Basically them seeing what you're doing, basically, in other words.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. How about remote collaboration? So everybody's remote nowadays. How does this tool enhance that type of collaboration?
Sure. So kind of like I mentioned before, right? Whether it's international global work or within the United States, we're all currently in different locations. Even looking at the state of Maryland, you being in Baltimore, me being in Rockville, completely different locations, takes time to get everywhere it is. Sure. So what the HoloLens device allows and enables us to do is it helps bring all of the necessary stakeholders to the table at once in the form of essentially a Teams meeting. So you can have the actual employee be at a warehouse. You can have the client, the internal auditor at the company, be in their office at home and still be able to see the audit. You're able to have the auditor, whether that's yourself, company like BDO, whoever it may be, right? They can also look at the audit. The supervisors could be there. So basically, it's another way to bring the whole team together where they're able to experience what is happening on site. And because we have global clients and it's something that we do for global clients, if I'm not able to go to a certain country, I'm actually even able to bring in translators with me, right? And so that way, not only am I there to ensure that the audit is going smoothly and provide logistical support, but then we also have the translators available who can also help complete the audit and explain to the client who maybe doesn't have that same language skill as their operations in however many countries they have, right? It's just another way to get everybody to the table and ensure that all of us feel comfort with an audit, a walkthrough, or whatever situation in that particular moment it may be. And I know that in the past, we've actually also had inquiries about potentially using this for a board meeting, where in order to get a quorum, you need a certain number of people at the table physically present, but then you also want to make sure that others are able to be there. And so having the ability to get that quorum where everyone is physically present, but also able to see what is going on live without having just to have one webcam.
Yeah.
And so that's just another kind of use for it.
Yeah. Fantastic case uses for this type of technology. Photo capture is another asset that's in play here. So is this just explain how this works, capturing photos of what you're seeing, a record of what you're doing. How do assets like these play into a solution like this?
One of our favorite phrases to use from an audit standpoint is we trust, but we need to verify everything, right?
Right.
So for us, real-time capture is really important, right? If I was physically at the location, I would be making sure that I take photos and making sure that I document everything. Well, what the HoloLens device allows you to do is essentially as simply as snapping your fingers, or technically bringing them together like you do when you like zoom in and out of a picture, like you're able, yeah, you're able to capture what's in front of you. So for example, we had a situation where we were doing a walkthrough and we were looking at a particular sign, or for example, looking at control, right? Making sure there's a lock on a door. You're able to have that employee face the lock, essentially snap their fingers and take a picture of that lock or take a picture of that sign. And essentially that photo gets automatically sent to the device. And from the device, you're then able to take those photos and have them as a source of documentation for your audit.
That's fantastic. And cloud, obviously, I mean, everything's in the cloud these days. So this, I'm guessing, ties directly into that notion, right?
So when a client requests the device, when I set it up for them, that's one of the things we take into account. If they want it set up, and like if it's under a BDO account, we set it up one way. If they want it set up under their IT and their environment that I work with, their IT people to do that, we enable the cloud, whether it's us or them. And that way, the pictures, the videos, anything that is stored to the device is accessible at an alternate location. You also have the ability from the device to email out the pictures that are taken as well.
That's fantastic. And I know security is huge on everybody's mind nowadays. So, I mean, how secure is this?
So when setting it up, there's a username that we create for the account that when we send them a packet, their training packet, the username is in there. I create a password for them. There is a PIN number. And then you can also set up the device to recognize your eyes so that when you put it on, it doesn't need the other stuff. It's like, oh, you used me before. I'm familiar with you. I know who you are. And it logs right in because of the ocular recognition. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there are lots of different options.
Right, right. And I'm hearing that more and more in terms of people who are concerned about cloud security. It just seems like it's as secure or more secure than anything that we could do nowadays. So, yeah.
Yeah. And just another piece to that security point is, realistically, when you store your data and the documents on the cloud, it keeps them encrypted, or at least the way it's currently set up. So we make sure that we work directly with the client, as Rochelle mentioned, to get them to a level of comfort of what they want to do, whether we're using their systems and it's pushing to their systems, whether it's pushing to our systems, which we already ensure that are secure, and we take a number of steps to make sure that at every point it is secure. And even more so, since we are shipping a device directly to a customer, mm-hmm. we also ensure that there's a variety of steps in there that should the device ever get stolen for any reason or anything occur to it during the shipment process, that the information that may be stored on it, if it is stored on it, isn't accessible by somebody. And also, if it does get stolen, that we have backups of the information that we need. So security is a really big concern when it comes to using this device. So we make sure that we take the necessary precautionary steps on our side. Yep. Yeah. And make sure our clients are comfortable with all of the potential risks that come with using something like this.
So, I mean, are you using this technology right now? I mean, how real is this at this point?
We've had several use cases for it. We had one that was in another country. We had one where, so when we ship out the device, we ship out a backup device just in case A, something happens, but also typically if you're wearing it and you're on a call and you're showing everything that you're doing, it's got about 4 hours of life. So when we send it out, we send up, like I said, one, a backup. I send a battery pack for it so that you could basically put that in your back pocket and charge it while you're wearing it. We also send a Wi-Fi device with it because, let's face it, if you're in a warehouse, Wi-Fi is probably not going to be good. We've had instances where people are doing inventory out in the field. Guarantee you there's not Wi-Fi out in the field. So having that hotspot enables you to be anywhere and still be successful in your auditing process, being that everybody is, you know, hundreds to thousands of miles away watching what you're doing.
That's fantastic. And speaking, I mean, so you're using it now. What are you hearing from clients, from team members, reactions so far from those who have used it?
So realistically, our clients are really excited about the device and actually really enjoying the device. We've had a number of essentially employees who, the ones that actually use the device and learn the device, even with a language barrier, because, I mean, we speak English, maybe they're in a foreign country and they don't have English as the first language, come back to us afterwards and essentially tell us, hey, where can we get this? We love this. It's very interesting. It's really a lot of fun. And so the most common reaction we receive is, how else can we use this tool? Can we do more with this? Hmm. The downside, or at least the negative potential reaction that we've had, is sometimes people are a little bit set in the ways that they operate. And so we have had some instances where there hasn't been buy-in, particularly from an employee, say in the warehouse. If they've always done everything manually with a clipboard and a pencil, they don't always understand, okay, I need to put something on my head now, and this is a video, and how do I use this? And so it's really critical to have buy-in from the actual employees, or the people, the boots on the ground people, essentially, because this device, while it is technology, right, it really relies on the human experience and like the human element of its use. And so without the actual worker buy-in and employee buy-in, the experience isn't as great. And so realistically, for those workers who are set in their ways, we provide a variety of resources and training to make sure that we can get them comfortable, we can get them to understand what the device is like. And typically, once they've gone through that training, they get really excited and they see kind of how cool something is. And I can tell you, just from being on the other end of the device where I'm the one looking at the video and not actually having it on my head, I'm like, I kind of wish I could play with this. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe I go visit Rochelle sometime down in Texas so that I can play with the actual device, because I've never had the opportunity to put it on my head and learn all the interactions.
Well, that's, you know, I mean, that seems to be kind of par for the course for our profession in general, when it comes to new stuff like this, right? There's, I don't know if I'd call it a learning curve, but there's almost like an unlearning curve, right? We have to unlearn what we've always done and what we've always known, and kind of open our minds to new ways of doing this type of stuff. So that sounds like where we're at with this type of technology. So in that same frame of mind, do you think that this is kind of the future of where audit is going, and accounting and finance business in general? What do you see when you think about the future of this profession and what you guys do?
For us, at least, we definitely think it can be the future of our profession. It really provides a worthwhile opportunity for essentially updating some of the tasks that, as you mentioned, have been done the same way for decades. Mm-hmm. No one could have anticipated the pandemic, and our world is constantly evolving. And so we need to update our processes and what we're doing to make sure that we catch up. And as we mentioned, right, although AI and augmented reality have all been concepts that people have been thinking about and looking at for the last few years, COVID has really kind of made people recognize and realize that we have to actually start doing the things that we're thinking about. And so in the future, we won't constantly be able to be on site. We will need to find new ways to trust but verify, and to leverage these kind of advanced solutions to maximize resources, to improve accuracy, efficiency, as well as minimize disruption and repetitive manual processes. So for us, we do really see this as a future of the profession. But at the same time, as we mentioned in some of our previous answers, there is a human element to it. Mm-hmm. So this device and the use of this device and these technologies isn't meant to replace the auditor, right? It's meant to help enable the client, the auditor, whoever the financial professional is, to bring their expertise to the table without necessarily having to bring themselves and the whole company all at once in the physical form to a location, right? And so there's still that human element that we need, where you still need someone with a CPA, with the expertise, with the IT background, whoever it may be. But this is just a way to leverage technology to bring all those people to the table, to get all those experts in one room, and realistically, to get people excited about an audit. Because sometimes the impression from the outside world is that accounting and audit is boring. And I don't think that people really recognize the things that we do and the technology we're using and how much excitement there really is. Like, I don't know if I would say that a lot of people could say that, you know, I've used this Microsoft HoloLens technology. I can snap my fingers and record pictures. Like, I know for me personally, I've been on vacations where I've been like, I wish I had photo cameras in my eyes and could just snap my fingers and take this picture. But this is the reality. We can do that now, and we can do that as part of the work we're doing. So I can't say that as like, I don't know, and I don't understand why people think it's boring, because it excites me and I think it's really cool. And I don't think people really see or know that. So I definitely think that looking to the future, we will see more organizations start to leverage this technology and think about these solutions. But as always, it's important to kind of assess current state, figure out needs first, and then see how we can use these devices and this technology, as opposed to just jumping in head first and saying, okay, we're going to use it, but we don't know why. So it'll take some time.
I think one other thing to think about when it comes to auditing is, you know, yeah, you do have some audits that last a week and are, you know, 8 days, but you also have some where maybe it's just an hour a day for, you know, 4 or 5 days. And instead of, you know, somebody basically having to clear their schedule of all other things and travel somewhere, you just have them carve out, you know, basically 1 hour during the day to get on a call to, you know, record the call and take pictures during the call so that the audit is accomplished and you didn't have to travel across the country and, you know, disrupt your schedule and put other things, you know, on the back burner to basically for 1 hour out of a day for 1 day or 3 days or 4 days. It really gives, I think, the business more flexibility, because then you also, if you're on site, then you have to cater to that person and there's just so much more involved. It just, I think it frees everybody's time up.
And I think going back to both your points there, it strikes me as kind of a really interesting paradox, you know, as we talk about advances in technology and how technology keeps driving all this stuff. But these new technologies really, in a way, kind of work toward bringing us closer together, right? So it's almost as if, I don't know, technology is making it more human, right? Despite our physical differences, it's bringing us closer together. Where can we find out more? Like how BDO is using it, about the HoloLens 2 in general? What other resources are there out there?
So BDO has a number of resources, and we can share them with you so that you can share with everybody else. We have some articles about remote inventory with using the Microsoft HoloLens. So it has some highlights of some use cases we have, and resources to get in touch with us. We also have the resilience agenda. It's something we created where it's a framework that essentially maps key issues businesses are likely to face as they emerge from the impacts of the pandemic. And we also actually have a survey. It's our 2021 Middle Market Digital Transformation Survey. It's basically a report that documents C-suite executives' digital transformation plans, the maturity of that, the threats and opportunities. So we'll share all of that with you, and then you can share that with any of the MACPA folks, as well as anyone who's listening to the podcast. But there's a lot of resources out there, and we have a number of them, and we have a number of cases that we'd like to talk about.
So that's fantastic. We'd love to have them. We will certainly share all of those with any listeners in our show notes. So if you're listening, be sure to visit our show notes and you'll find all of that there. So, well, this is fantastic. This is really, really exciting. Another example, right, of where the profession is going and how it's taking advantage of these fantastic new technologies to bring things a little closer to home. So Dina, Rochelle, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate your insights. Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
Thought-provoking stuff there this week from Dina Broido and Rachel Hernandez. Dina is a manager in BDO's Forensic Investigations and Litigation Services practice, and Rachel is an experienced senior associate with BDO's Digital Analytics and Automation practice. If you want to know more about how BDO is using the HoloLens 2 technology, we've got links in our show notes to a few articles that take a much deeper dive. You'll find those notes on our blog at macpa.org/blog. Of course, more about BDO at bdo.com. And don't forget, this week's sponsor is the Business Learning Institute. BLI's Future Ready Learning Framework outlines the skills that CPAs need to thrive in the rapidly changing world of accounting and finance. That framework is all about gaining and maintaining deep technical knowledge along with a strategic skill set. And we're talking here about strategic aptitudes that have been identified as most crucial for tomorrow's CPAs. Start mastering these future-ready skills now by visiting macpa.org/future-learning-framework. And that's all I got, gang. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again soon.